Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Let's Get Checked, the leading provider of at-home health tests. Are you looking to improve your sexual health? With Let's Get Checked, you can do a simple at-home health test that will give you a complete picture of your hormonal health in 5 days. 80% of sexually transmitted infections are asymptomatic, do not display any symptoms. However, if symptoms do occur, they are likely to present themselves within 2 weeks of infection. Sexual health is important for a number of reasons. If you become sexually active, if unprotected sex, experiencing symptoms of sexually transmitted infection, entering into a new sexual relationship. Some of the main symptoms of sexually transmitted infections are painful urination, pain during sexual intercourse, rash on the genitals or anus, itching or irritation on the genitals and or anus, unusual lumps or bumps around the genitals or anus. Your test is delivered straight to your door. You just have to self-collect your blood sample from the tip of your finger, mail the sample back to their accredited laboratories in the prepaid label, and receive support and guidance from the LGC medical team who are available 24/7 to offer you the personalized advice you need to know your hormonal health. This week, letsgetchecked.com wants to invite you to join their community. You can get 20% off with their discount code GHOST20. That's letsgetchecked.com, discount code GHOST20. It's good to know.
The Island of No Return. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This was a journey American missionary John Chow was warned against taking. The island was off limits to protect outsiders and the tribe, which has no immunity to modern diseases. This morning, investigators are trying to figure out who else might have been involved in that fatal mission. Today, this remote island in the Indian Ocean is the focus of an investigation. Where is American missionary John Chow's body?
John Allen Chow was an American missionary who tried to convert the Sentinelese indigenous uncontacted tribe located in North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean. This one, I'm going to have to preface immediately.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this about disparaging religion.
Okay.
Which is a very easy go-to with this story.
Sure.
And I'm generally not opposed to it. You know, I'm not opposed to knocking religion, but I'm not looking to disrespect people's religious beliefs and how important it is to them. And I get that. And I like that about people sometimes. I like songs about sometimes the Lord because it's so intense and passionate. Yeah, I do.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I do. I mean, just like simple, like, so, you know, it's just like a,
like,
you know,
a hymnal.
I do like it. And I've my sister got married. I got married in Rome at a old school church. I had an Orthodox Jewish wedding that I was in.
Whoa.
So I have no hang-ups in that sense where I'm looking to make a stand or whatever, but I'm just not particularly religious. Mm-hmm. And with this story, the John Allen Chow, a lot of people really kind of go after the fact that he was very intense religiously in his pursuit as a mission.
Okay.
So I don't want that to be the thing, because I'll be reading a lot of things and a lot of conversation. And to me, that's almost a moot point.
Okay.
Just putting that out there. Okay. Just throwing that out there.
You're very diplomatic. I like that about you.
It's called being a sellout. Okay. Yeah, that's what we call it.
It's the middle of the road. Fair enough. I think that I'm sure there's some element. I mean, religion is a complicated thing. I don't think we have probably a lot of like super observant people who listen to this podcast.
And if you do, very cool.
In case we do, I like the preface of like, oh, maybe we shift our focus and not put so much onto that element.
It's also just, it's very easy for me to do. Mm-hmm. You see, religion is bad. Look what religion made you do. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to be the issue, because there's other issues for me involved, mm-hmm. and I don't take any pleasure. It's not like, I told you so.
It's low-hanging
fruit. It is. It's low-hanging fruit. Okay. And I told you so.
We're complicated and sophisticated, and we don't ever take low-hanging fruit.
Never, ever, ever. True crime.
Yeah.
Murder. Okay. So Chow was from Vancouver. He was Pentecostal.
Ooh, the Couve. A Pentecost from the Couve.
There's a lot of... Maybe I can't speak to his church, but speaking in tongues is something that happens there. It's very intense.
Yeah, evangelical. I am dating a former Pentecostal and dated one in grad school, and their services are intense.
I'd be interested in, I mean, we've talked about doing things like going to a satanic temple, Church of Satan, or maybe a Pentecostal or something just to experience. And I've been to many churches. I've been to usually of the Christian or Jewish faith, because those are big ones.
Those are big ones.
Those are top religions.
Yeah, but Pentecostal also, like a lot of the United States it's got a very strong culture around it too. Once you're in it, I think it's very, very interesting.
It's important to you talk about history when you talk about society and culture. Mm-hmm. It is important. He had help with a group called All Nations, which I guess looked into a little bit. They set up missions, I guess, seemingly the Christian, I'm assuming, the Christian side of. I met some really great Mormon missions. I lived in San Diego, and they were great. Sister Jones. It was like Sister Jones, and I don't know if that was really Sister Jones and like Sister Smith, and they were like super cool. We hung out. We had just moved there. We were like, they brought over pie. We hung out on Thanksgiving. Oh, it was very cool. They never pushed religion on us.
That's sweet.
And it was a very cool, positive thing. And still, I still have the same kind of views and stuff like that. But I was like, listen, you're not pushing anything on me. I'm not pushing anything on you.
Yeah.
And we're all going to get along.
It was great.
And it was pie. That's the takeaway from this. This tribe, this island, has been a no-fly zone for a very long time. That's important.
First point of business.
It is illegal. Ooh. It is illegal to go approach the island, interact. I think it's like a 3 mile, like a 3 mile kind of no-fly zone once you get in there. People have tried to make contact with them and has not gone well mostly. It doesn't go very well. They do not speak any known language that we know. Some linguists have kind of tried to piece a couple of things together, but there's no known language. They didn't they're indigenous. That's their place, and they've had their own language and they have their own communication, and it's nothing. You couldn't even convey a message like, here's a Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus will save you. So there's so many things wrong with this.
The message is leave these people alone.
And John Chow did not do this.
Not into it.
His intense desire to save these people, right? They're savages that need to be saved. And he, against literally all odds, there was no odds that were like, yeah, do this. Mm-hmm. Like there was nobody, from what I gather, nobody was actually even egging him on, like, you know, even his groups weren't like, yeah, listen, you got to go, you got to be the one.
It was like self-motivated, you mean?
It was self-motivated. And I think that comes from being maybe God sick. So John's 26 around this time, and, you know, was...
That's also very young.
Yeah.
Too. Like, what does he know about
it seems, here's the thing is, you don't... What does he know? He knows.
That's all
that's important. And he made several trips... didn't do so well to try to get there because it's illegal to go there.
Yeah.
You have to kind of sort of bribe and
everyone's
kind of
like,
cajole.
Dude, John, go home.
And there's other, I'm sure there's other, you know, missions that could probably use your help and your enthusiasm.
And that kind of motivation, like take that motivation, bring it to people who would welcome it.
Well, it's like that mountain, like, oh, nobody has climbed that mountain and survived. Why are you going to do? He's like, well, I just had this something inside me to do this. Sure. And this is that thing, whatever that thing is, against all odds. Also, it's not good to introduce your Western antibodies, your Western health into this tribe of people that have never interacted with anyone but them for the most part. There's a couple of little brief things, but for the most part, for thousands of years. Mm-mm. That's also a very selfish thing. Now, I know he actually, you know, took a lot of shots. He did his own quarantine, but that's still talking about quarantine. This is why I kind of working this in there. So his own quarantine, which he did do. It's not like he just was just going to barrel in there. So he was doing his due diligence, except for the fact that it's very dangerous to go there. He made many attempts and... they shoot arrows at you immediately.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what... They probably have seen people coming over the years. And since 1956, the government of India declared the island a tribal reserve and no travel.
By law. Like, the law is like, do not go here. Do not disturb these people. They have their own ecosystem and culture and language and... whole world going on.
The thing is like they are savages and they need to be saved. Mm-hmm. They say there's anywhere between maybe 80 to 150 of them. Maybe over the years they did different censuses, but there's no way to tell.
Yeah.
You can't get close enough to take pictures. And if you're going to fly a helicopter over, they're all going to run.
Yeah.
Not going to like that. So it's really hard to get an accurate amount, but based on the size of the island and it's right next to India. It's like this kind of long island. And in 1991, an Indian anthropological group actually did connect with them and give them coconuts. And that seemed to go well. On November 7th, Chow, he got a bunch of fishermen that he knew. Mm-hmm. He bribed them. And he said, just to leave without him, the fishermen later.
Oh, God. This dude.
Claimed that they saw them dragging his body. And the next day they saw his body on the shore.
Whoa.
What actually happened officially is murder. How? Why? What? It's an assumption that's probably true.
Yeah.
And the police ended up arresting the fishermen for helping him do that. Well, he paid him a lot of money. I don't know where the money comes from.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is a lot of money. But they pay them, and he's like, yeah, I'll bring you. It's like a movie. You know, you watch a movie. It's like, right. Boatman will bring you. The police were like, well, what are we going to do? Arrest them? We can't communicate with them.
Yeah.
How do we convey information? And that's a lot of the problems that came with John Chow trying. He must have been told by God every single night. It's like, hey, man, get to that island. Tick-tock. Mm-hmm. It must have been driving him. And, you know, I appreciate enthusiasm. I don't really believe in forcing your religion on people, saving them. If they want to come to you or if you're like, hey, you want to check this out? Fine. It's whatever. I'm sure it works for a lot of people. But to go someplace for thousands of years, it's just like leave.
It's arrogant.
It is a lot of that. It's a lot of
that. Of course, the ego of, again, I don't think this is entire. I wouldn't blame this on religion, honestly. Because there's lots of people who are very devoutly religious who don't do that.
Exactly, yeah.
But I do think it's this ego of like you will disrespect trying to teach people to be a certain way that they haven't done and they will never do just because of you, because you're going to bring it over with whatever belief systems you have. Like, good luck. And like, I mean, who's surprised?
Even if they were totally cool and they were just sitting on lawn chairs.
Yeah.
He can't communicate with them.
Yeah.
So how are you going to convey any, showing them a Bible? Mm-hmm. There's one anecdote where they actually shot the Bible with an arrow. Like, get out of here.
Can't get more literal than that. Like, it's just like, we don't want you here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
There's just no way to communicate with these people. And the police, they were trying to get the body to bring back where they could, mm-hmm. the body. And eventually they gave up. They were trying to, because it's.
What are you going
to
do? Yeah.
It's really out of your control. It's it's like getting in a tiger cage in a way. It's like, whether you deserve it or not or whatever, you might get eaten.
Yeah. Like, look at the facts here. Like, look at all the things that are working against you. Look at all the things that are in play. Like, what do you think is going to happen here?
He thought he was above the law. He knew it was illegal. He wasn't doing it thinking like, oh no, it's legal because I'm a missionary. Yeah. He was like, I know this is illegal because everything was prohibiting me, mm-hmm. from going. People were prohibited. His own family was prohibiting him. So it's that thing where it's like this renegade attitude that I think has to go beyond your religious belief and has to come from like, I can't get speak to his mind, but he's like, I am a chosen one for this thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. And there's other, I think his name was Jim Elliot. I might be wrong. He went to Ecuador. He was a mission and he got killed from this. I went to this island and they were like, we don't want you. Did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think this was back in the 50s. And he, you know, kind of wanted to emulate that. It's mm-hmm. like, well, he ended up, I don't know, because if you think it's 2018, you know, this is very recent.
Yeah.
This is, you know, so you have technologies on your side in that sense to be able to communicate with other people to get you there. But to these people, there's no Google Translate to get the message across.
No, this guy's his own worst enemy.
He tried to learn, I think, some language. There's no languages to learn and there's no repercussions because they don't know, oh, yeah, we're doing murder right now.
Yeah.
What, the word murder doesn't exist.
This culture is stronger than your conviction.
Exactly. That's probably the best way to sum it up.
And thank you.
Would you like to hear some passages from his journal?
Yeah. Yes.
Lord, is this island Satan's last stronghold where none have heard or even had the chance to hear your name? The Satan's last stronghold is a kind mm-hmm. of a popular through line. This was Satan's last stronghold. There's a stronghold right here, this table.
You went to my home then.
Yeah. Felt like this was the last place on earth that hasn't been. There's got to be. I'm sure there's other places that there, are.
Again, it's just like this guy is misinformed, like tunnel vision.
I'm going to go to a GQ article mm-hmm. real quick. Two dark-skinned men wearing little, if anything, ran out into the beach, shouting in a language spoken by no one on earth beside their tribe. They clutched bows, though they hadn't strung arrows onto them yet. From his kayak, Chow yelled in English, "My name is John. I love you. Jesus loves you. Jesus Christ gave me the authority to come to you." That's the thing. When you go there and you're saying it, we've traveled.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you can speak English in a lot of countries and they
They don't mind my dumb idiot self being there because they know I'm a dumb idiot.
But you can know every single language. Every single language, dead or alive, mm-hmm. and go to this island and still not be able to communicate.
Yeah.
But he's just like, what's up? I'm John.
Blah, blah, blah.
God's great.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Do you want to read this book with me?
And then another passage from his journal. God, I want to thank you for choosing me before I was even yet formed in my mother's womb to be your messenger of your good news. May your kingdom, your rule, and reign come now to North Sentinel Island.
Hmm.
So, again, I'm not trying to make too much. I'm not trying to make light of this.
This is about this dude, I think. And about how he grew up and about his perception of the world around him.
Yeah. And did something that was illegal, wasn't good. There's no, I mean, I can't think of, did he, am I happy that he got killed? No, that doesn't, is not good or doesn't help anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, that is a likely outcome 99 out of 100, 98 out of 100 times.
That's being generous.
I'm being generous. I'm just trying to be fair.
Yeah.
But also, it's when you're, if you're that strongly going to do that, what won't you do? What won't you think you'll be able to do? And, you know, what, how are you going to end up from there? If not that, then what else? And it would be great. If he was so passionate, he probably could have gone to plenty of places and spread that to a lot of people that he's allowed to go to and communicate and, you know, work with other people. And they probably really could have used his enthusiasm, I suppose. But yeah, it ended up like this. They were trying to get his body back. How do we do that? There's no...
Yeah.
If the police and, you know, the governing bodies, that could go and steamroll that island if they wanted to. I mean, anyone could do that. Mm-hmm. But if no one has done that up until this point, what makes you think he's like, well, listen, this dude was relentless and came here and got killed for one person. Are we going to, like, stir things up when we've had laws since the 50s to say you can't? Then it's not, no. It's not going to, and it's very unfortunate and I don't feel great about it, but it's sort of a cautionary tale to.
Cautionary fail?
Oh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.